My landlady's too rude. In my affair, she likes to intrude.
When Poe and his goo left the gathering in Battersby's basement room, Harry Banjo go to the tape recorder Jean bring and open it. Take care with that, Jean say. It ain't mine. You're going to record something? Nobby ask. Yes, Harry say. I going to do some calypsos and sell. I bet in the end I will put more money than any of you in that house we planning to buy. By this time, with the rum and the talking, all of them feeling good and imagining some big house that they could have a flat in and ain't had no landlord or landlady ready to throw you out. Gallows come and start to fiddle around the tape recorder, but Jean give his hand one slap. Alfie and Syl finish off the bottle of rum, putting a little bit in each of the glasses. This is the last drink you fellas having, Gallows warned them. After tonight, man I catch smoking or drinking will have to pay 2 and 6. Not so bad. If you catch them, Bat say. Fitz blows smoke in Gallows' face and say, as for you, you will be so busy looking for your lost fiver, you won't have time to notice anything else. Harry Banjo shaping up to sing Calypso as Jean have the tape ready. Nobby push the plug in a socket by the wall. As soon as Jean switch on, bam, the fuse blow and the lights went out. Jesus Christ, Bat say. Fix the fuse quick, Harry, before somebody start to make noise. No sooner said than a shrill voice come pelting down from upstairs. Mr. Battersby, are you tampering with the electricity again? Battersby start to swear. Go on, Harry, the fuse box in the passageway. Jean, go with him and show him. A lot of tittering and giggling going on in the dark. Nobody thinking of striking a match. Least of all Bat, who make a wild grab for Matilda in the dark and had she on his lap. Outside, Jean strike a match and Harry follow she out in the passageway. Deciding to make hay while the match was shining, Harry say, I can't get a chance with you alone at all, Jean. It look like you're avoiding me. I have no time with you, man, Jean say. Make haste and fix the fuse.
Soon she would be a mother. The thought of it terrified her. While she knew she was good with children and had been an excellent teacher, motherhood was an entirely different prospect. She felt in no way qualified and had no experience of babies. What was meant by maternal instinct? What if she wasn't up to it? No, she had to be. The doubts she had about herself and her own abilities did not extend to Nick. He would, she felt certain, know instinctively how to be a wonderful father. As long as he gets the chance, she thought. Dear God, please keep him safe. I will be a good wife and mother if only you keep him safe. Teresa brought her thoughts back to Pat. She had last seen her at a WI meeting and had intended to ask about the new house until the air raid siren sounded and sent everyone to the shelter. From that moment on, Teresa's only thoughts were of Nick and whether he was among the pilots sent up on that night's op. She could not bear to think of Pat returning home that night to find her husband dead. It seemed beyond cruel. Teresa marveled at Pat, so calm and dignified, her voice steady. Either she was coping supremely well, or, more likely, she was in a state of shock. What would the future hold for her now? Alone, stuck inside a big house she had barely had time to get to know, all semblance of the life she had imagined suddenly gone.